Tonight we celebrate the wonderful feast day of St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests. He was born near Lyon, France, in the year 1786 into a very poor farming family. And he was just 3 years old when the French Revolution broke out. And his family was one of those tremendous Catholic families that would house the refugee priests as they would go throughout the countryside hearing confessions and saying Mass for the Catholics in that area. And many times they hid priests from the government. Well, he was born and raised in this very good Catholic family. And even though because of the problems of the church in France at that time, the problems with the government persecution, he was unable to make his first confession and first communion until he was 11 years old. And he felt called to the priesthood, but he had very little formal studies. So he began under the patronage of a very holy priest named Father Bali. And Father began to tutor him in courses he would need for the seminary. So eventually he entered the seminary, but he struggled with Latin. He could not understand that language, and so he had to leave the seminary. He was able to go back eventually, but he had to leave again because of not being able to pass the tests. Well, by this time, he was in his 20s, and this priest who was tutoring him went directly to the bishop and said, "I really think you should ordain this young man. Even though he's not able to do well with his studies, I think he would make a very good priest." And the bishop only asked three questions. The first question was, "Is he devout?" And the priest said, "Yes." "Does he have devotion to Our Lady?" And the priest said, "Yes." "Does he know how to pray the rosary?" And the priest said, "Yes." And so he says, "Well, I'll ordain him." So John Vianney was ordained a priest in the year 1815, the same year that Napoleon lost the Battle of Waterloo. And then John Vianney was sent to a little tiny town near Lyon called Ars, A-R-S, where there was only 50 families. They sent him down there because they thought he would do the least amount of damage in a very tiny little parish. He was there for the next 41 years. Now, his daily schedule is almost impossible to imagine and to fathom and to comprehend. He slept between 1 to 2 hours each night. He got up every morning at 1 o'clock in the morning. He went to church, prayed for a few hours, heard confessions until about 6 or 7 in the morning. Then he said Mass, and then he went over and had his breakfast, which was a half a cup of milk. Then he went back to the church, heard confessions for many more hours, and then he would teach children the catechism. He would instruct the adults in catechism as well, heard more confessions, went over for lunch, which was having a potato. As you know, he only ate one potato a day, and sometimes he would have what he called hunger killers, which were something like a pancake or a biscuit, which are very unappetizing, but something that filled him up a little bit. And then he spent the rest of the day hearing confessions and leading devotions and prayers. And then he would hear confessions again in the evening until about 10 or 11 o'clock. Then he would go back to the rectory, sleep for 1 to 2 hours, get up the next day at 1 o'clock in the morning, and repeat the same schedule. And he did this for 41 years. Truly miraculous how he was able to stay alive on how little he ate and how little sleep he got. He heard an average of confessions 12 to 16 hours a day, 12 hours during the winter, 16 hours during the summer. People came from all over France to go to confession to him. The people came from other countries as well to go to confession. By the end of the time that John Vianney was in Ars, he was up to 100,000 pilgrims would come each year to visit that little tiny parish church in Ars. The government even had to make a new railroad line that went to Ars in order to help the pilgrims get there. One of his great gifts was he had the ability to read souls. He could look at a person and tell how long it's been since their last confession and what sins that they were hiding. He visited every family in the area on a regular basis. He would travel around from house to house, visit with people, and encourage them to come to church. He especially loved teaching catechism to the children and also instructing the adults in the truths of the faith. The main sins that he tried to uproot from that area were the sin of blasphemy, people using God's name in vain, people working on Sunday, and the immodest dancing and the amount of drinking that was done in the town. And within about 8 years, he had almost completely converted the parish. He even set up a school and orphanage for young women, for young girls. And he had many fights with the devil. The devil would often try to attack him. And many times, about 100 times each year, the devil would try to physically attack him. Many times the devil set his bed on fire. And the devil even told him if there were 3 priests like him throughout the world, that the devil's kingdom would be destroyed. An average of 300 pilgrims came each day to see him. Sometimes people had to wait in line for up to 3 days just to go to confession to him. And as I mentioned, 100,000 pilgrims came each year to Ars. It said that he converted 80,000 hardened sinners during his lifetime, and he was responsible for helping to save about 300,000 souls. He died at the age of 73 in the year 1859. He was canonized in the year 1925 and declared the patron saint of parish priests. He's the only diocesan priest ever to be canonized. When his body was transferred 50 years after he died, his body was found to be incorrupt. I've had the privilege of going to Ars and saying Mass right there at the altar where St. John Vianney is laid out in the glass case right above the altar. And they'll allow you to use his chalice and to wear his vestments when a priest says Mass there. And the fact that his body is incorrupt is also a miracle that God sometimes works in the lives of saints to edify and to strengthen people's faith. So we have a wonderful feast day this evening. The feast day of perhaps the greatest priest in the history of the Church. And now I'll give you a blessing with the first class relic of St. John Vianney. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.